is to say I linked to it on his first Facebook post.
Oh, he's on Facebook?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Why do they call it tweet?
Give it a name. That's what Tim said. He was like, give it a name.
Yeah,
sounds like something a bird would do. Sounds like a bird. You said the Escoda thing last night, right?
Yeah.
Was that 2 nights ago? Last night?
Okay. It's all the, you know, those guys that are trying to make $1 million.
Panda jerk!
Great story. Compelling and rich. Well, that's going to do it for all of us here at Channel 4 News. You stay classy, San Diego. I'm Ron Burgundy.
Damn it! Who typed a question mark on the teleprompter? For the last time, anything you put on that prompter, Burgundy will read.
Episode 222 coming at you, Rhyme and Treason Radio, Media.
Pretty.
We hate the media. It's gotten really bad as of late.
It's, when did editorial become factual news? Right?
Yeah, man.
So, for those of you that don't know, once upon a time, in the media landscape, in a newspaper or whatnot, there was a section called the editorial. And the editorial was where a writer or a news personality, if you will, would bloviate their opinion about a certain political or divisive topic. That was like a one-off thing in the newspaper that, you know, helped frame some of the other articles, right? Because you would see that some of these opinions of the editors would allow the shifting of what the other context would be to other news articles. Well, nowadays, it's like that's the only kind of news that we have.
Yep, are these, that's exactly right. Nothing's factual. It's all opinion-based bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Social media is the worst, dude. I swear.
And the reason why it's so opinion-based is because when you come out with a very strong opinion, you create a very strong polarity, right? If you say that no lives matter, right, then you're going to create a separation of people that either A, agree, or B, disagree, but no one in between. There's no margin of error there. It is black or it is white. And it's through that divisiveness that you can create ratings, right? Because people that agree want to watch more and eat it up. And say, yeah, this guy speaks to me. And then the people that disagree want to eat it up so that they can digest it and regurgitate it back out in another way to say, look how much bullshit this is.
Yeah.
Well, it's all bullshit.
I don't know where I heard this or read this, but in the 80s, the Cold War, they had mass coverage of hating communism and Russia, and then that shit fell apart. And then it was Republican versus Democrat. Who will win? That's our ratings base. That's our fucking...
Right.
Just divides everyone, and people are too stupid to fucking see that it's all bullshit, man.
And then start making maps that show, oh, this state was red, and this state was blue. And,
yep.
and now there's a conflict, right? Not a more accurate representation to say that, okay, the winner of that state was from the Democratic Party, right? Instead, they want to say, oh, the winner of that state, that's a blue state.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck does that even mean? Right?
Well, we're living in California, a blue state, because the electoral votes are Democratic, no matter what.
Yeah, but we also have the Central Valley, which is like a conservative stronghold.
Yeah, it doesn't
right?
matter, though.
So, I mean, there's balance everywhere, is all I'm saying, right? Like,
yep.
I mean, where you live is a very conservative part of California. Even
yeah.
though you have, like, vegan hippie breakfast burritos. But
Just talk about that for, like, every episode. Those fucks! $36! Down the toilet!
Quite literally, down the toilet, because it cleansed my colon.
Yeah, exactly. No, I didn't even finish it. It was such crap. Who puts corn in a burrito?
Ew! What the hell? Corn in a burrito?
Yeah, it had, like, beans and corns and no meat, even though it said it had
bacon
and sausage in it.
Oh, no. It had tofurkey bacon or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, fucking bullshit. Anyway, Media Lies, here comes some more tracks. Thanks for listening. Oh, yeah, that's not the name. Media Awkwardy. We changed it at the last minute just for your entertainment.
Yep, because we are mediocre at that.
Here it comes.
And conspiracy theories of treason.
same, who's the player? My heart's torn as I watch my art form. Get plaques and charms, the writers of whack forms. The fighting attacks, trying to collapse this platform. In this rap, we detach from any distraction. Yes, sever the head of the evil. Music meant to divide and confuse kids. The media spoon feeds you. People who need you can see through your bluffing. Parasitic poison and fit for human consumption. While they focus on modern day crusades, the loss of human life is as fragile as loose eggs. Vatican ain't paper, they roll in the slave trade. So how can you place blame on the hate that hate made? Secret political interests tucked from few. You police the planet, but who protects us from you? While wars are waged over pathetic turf, we elect leaders with no regard for planet Earth. Who's to blame?
Who is the one who sparked the flame? The victim who became part of the game. We're being murdered for money, sex, and fame. The question remains the same. Who's to blame? Blame. Who is the one who sparked the flame? The victim who became part of the game. We're being murdered for money, sex, and fame. The question remains the same.
Brothers with dirty credentials rolling through my residential, overpaid. Deeper than members of presidential motorcades. Rolling single file like wheels on rollerblades. They mingle foul, but their welcome is overstayed. I quote a page on the grander scale, cause the man who fails to plan really plans to fail. For real flows, they're closing you stunts, cause all at once, the weight of your ignorance can bury your band's sanity. Can it be so simple? Today's medics genetically clone people. Ain't where we headed pathetic? Where citizens give up their civil liberties to officers of evil intent and devilish tendencies. While enemies join forces to endorse this mental extortion gone corporate. When will the corporate orbit morbid acts on the helpless? Ignoring facts to they selfish aristocrats who flex well in a time where sex sells. And crime rhymes melt kids' minds like salt snails. Either you end up in jail or caught shells. But timelines help kids find their faults well for real. The media just how they got you attached and violent images permanent like yakus and tattoos that got Jews relaxed and unaware while adult messages traumatize the younger ear. Who's to blame?
Who is the one who sparked the flame? The victim who became part of the game. We're being murdered for money, sex, and fame. The question remains the same. Who's to blame? Blame. Who is the one who sparked the flame? The victim who became part of the game. We're being murdered for money, sex, and fame. The question remains the same. Who's to blame?
Rich rappers, when you talk it, I hope you keep your topics as deep as your pockets and use logic. The words give before you have time to breathe. What the ears are in the eyes, see the mind believes. While they're hanging from your ankle and they take what falls. Citizens of this planet deserve a wake-up call. He who has knowledge controls this grand scheme. In the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. Who's to blame?
Who is the one who sparked the flame? The victim who became part of the game. We're being murdered for money, sex, and fame. The question remains the same. Who's to blame? Blame. Who is the one who sparked the flame? The victim who became part of the game. We're being murdered for money, sex, and fame. The question remains the same. Who's to blame? Who's to blame?
chords, not forsaken. The music they're making will leave you with a feeling of indifference. How was the band? They were okay, not great, but pretty good. They played the songs I knew they would. It's mediocre. We'll be right back.
it out.
Episode 222, Media Ocrity.
It's all fake news, folks. Even this show is completely fake. We're made up personalities. We're not even real. We actually use IBM's Watson as an AI program to create our voices and interaction. And then we use an Amazon Alexa shuffle playlist to bring you music. So.
That probably will be a podcast at some point. The Robotron 900 show.
Yeah. Just for everybody out there with smart speakers, I would just like to take a moment to say, Alexa, subscribe to Rhyme and Treason Radio.
Yeah.
Hey, dude. Google. Hey, Google, subscribe to Rhyme and Treason Radio.
Anyway, the media is a pile of shit. That's the theme of the show. We hate the crappy news that we're getting, the crappy coverage, and yeah, man, I do feel bad for the reporters getting gassed at the protests, but they're so biased, you know? I hate that they show, like, just clips that favor whatever viewpoint they have. You know what I mean? They'll never show the full video. They'll show like one clip or like, you know, and then they also dice up guys' speeches or conversations.
Oh yeah, where they clip sound bites.
Yeah, just to favor their whatever they're trying to put. Yeah, the agenda that they're trying to serve.
Yeah.
Fucking garbage. Yeah, we're old men. We're a couple of old men trying to cope. We remember the glory years of the 80s and 90s when stuff was unbiased. I remember the Gulf War coverage of back in the day. Think about that. It was so unbiased, man. You know?
Yeah, I mean, well.
It was,
I mean,
just like, we're at this hotel and they're bombing this. And, you know what I mean?
I mean, in that sense, yes, there was a lot more transparency, right? But at the same time, there was definitely, you know, just like with Vietnam, too, there was an element of, you can't put that on TV.
Oh, yeah,
you can't, sure. You can't talk about that. And that, I think, is where, you know, that kind of goes back to what they always say about history is written by the victor, right? So when history is being written in real time, it's much easier to manipulate things and sway them to whatever side you want. Because in the long run, right? Let's just use the current administration as an example, right? 3.5 years, right? And what happened on day one? What happened on day 100? What happened on year two? Most of that's been forgotten, right? All of those little things along the way, and it's only kind of these landmarks.
Yeah, the 24-hour really... news cycle, man. Fuck.
Yeah, but that's one thing that the current administration truly, you know, pros, cons aside, has mastered, right? That media manipulation, right? That ability to control the news cycle, to no matter what is going on, get their name to the top of the news feed so that they're constantly being referenced. Positive or negative, coverage is coverage. And when your name is at the top of the news cycle every single day, everybody knows your name. And when everybody knows your name, you're going to garner more votes than... Who was that other guy?
Norman from Cheers.
Yep, exactly.
drinking on a patio, because that's all you're allowed to do at this point, wearing a face mask. And
I think that would make for a good like SNL bit or something. Like Cheers,
hey,
2020.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it's the shot of the stairwell like coming down to the bar with just like a sign on the door that says like no mask, no entry.
Yeah. Right. So fucking weird. And now just today, talk about 24-hour news cycle. Well, when this comes out, it'll be like a week later, but I guess chicken wings are no longer like a full meal for a restaurant.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so...
So they're shutting it down because, like, dude, now you're just trying to put people out of business. What the fuck, man?
Yeah, I mean...
how do you gain from that? Think about, like, property taxes, sales tax... Fucking California idiots, man.
Well, you know, here's the deal. Like, I totally... I get it to a point, right? So, the real problem wasn't the chicken wings, right? The real problem was the people that were trying to skirt the rules and shit and being like, we sell chicken wings. Well, you need to have food with your drink. Okay, great. We'll sell you one chicken wing for 25 cents and you can order four drinks.
Yeah, that's not, this shouldn't be a lot. I don't know. So what?
So,
so that's funny.
Like, while I think that it's absolutely fucking ridiculous to babysit people in this manner, they've also kind of deserved it.
I saw some somewhere.
Yeah, the endless stream of videos that we see is, you know, a guy trying to fight his way into Walmart because they won't let him in without a mask. Like, or the, you know, people yelling and screaming at each other about it or whatever. It's like, it's not that hard of a rule, dude. Just wear the fucking mask.
Society's imploding and the media is causing a lot of the bullshit.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. So... fucking sucks.
Yeah, it absolutely does. And I think what really sucks is that the corporations, the big entities, you know, your Walmarts and whatever of the world, are the ones that are truly benefiting from this. The Walmarts, the Amazon.
Oh, yeah,
all,
of course. Yeah.
They're all winning, right?
Yeah, the big box store and then the mom and pop gets even more fucked as this goes on and on. Fucking garbage, dude.
Yeah. You know, companies want to be paying out bonuses to their executives and all this shit when they're asking their employees to cut their hours and all the, you know, all this other bullshit. Like, you have the nerve to tell your employees, your salaried employees, that, oh, hey, you got to work 38 hours, not 40, because, you know, we got to have some scale back or else you're going to lose your job and blah, blah, blah. And then turn around and pay themselves millions of dollars in bonuses.
Yeah, that's how it goes. The stupid $1 trillion of stimulus going to fucking... We haven't discussed Kanye for president yet. He's got my vote. I'm super pumped on him. But he did get a shitload of money for his dumb company. Like, mentally ill Trump support, black Trump supporter. Like... you can't make this shit up, dude. Like, what is happening?
Yeah, it's outrageous.
I never really
listened
to
the
music, but holy crap, dude. What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the guy needs help, obviously. He's got some issues. But in a way, it is kind of genius. Because of like what I was talking about earlier about getting your name out there in the media and blah, blah, blah. He's finding ways to get the entire world to talk about Kanye West. So the next time he drops an album, everyone's going to be like, oh, I'll bet you it's fucking crazy Kanye. Like, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then he drops something.
Oh, no. Well,
and then he'll drop something good.
Yeah.
You know, and people, oh, my God, it's amazing.
Every day, right? Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Good or bad, it's out there.
All right. We're going to play some more music. Thanks for listening. Here it is, media awkwardy and treason.
this world of calamity. Dirty looks and grudges and jealousy. And police where you abuse them authority. Media clowns when I know about variety. Boom, the youngest veteran I go murder them slow. Ragamuffin sent to call me from the bush bungalow. When I watch it make a clear out my voice now figure out. Emerge from the darkness with me big blood to glow. Me yammer them a slam and spectator get low. Some work with a big like Bam Bam Bigelow. Bust off trigger finger, trigger end and trigger toe. A two gun me and me bust them in a stereo. Cause I got to keep on walking on the road to Zion. We got to keep it burning on the road to Zion, man. Clean and pure meditation without a doubt. Don't make them take you like who them took out. Jah will be waiting there, we a shout. Jah will be waiting there. In this world of calamity, dirty looks and grudges and jealousy. And police where you abuse them authority. Media clowns when I know about variety. Single parents when need some charity. Youths when need some love and prosperity. Instead of broken dreams and tragedy. By any plan and any means and strategy. Say, you got to keep on walking. Yeah. On the road to Zion.
Yeah. Been waiting to do this track with you, man. They know.
You got to keep on walking, yeah. On the road to Zion.
You gotta keep walking, y'all. Yeah, yeah, you gotta keep. Sometimes I can't help but feel helpless. I'm having daymares and daytime. Wide awake, try to relate. This can't be happening like I'm in a dream while I'm walking. Cause what I'm seeing is haunting. Human beings like ghosts and zombies. President Mugabe holding guns to innocent bodies in Zimbabwe. They make John Pope seem godly, sacrilegious and blasphemous. In my lifetime, I look back at paths I walked where savages fought and pastors taught. Prostitutes stomping high heel boots and badges scream at young black children. Stop or I will shoot. I look back at cook crack, plus cars that pass by. Jaguars, mad fly, and I'm guilty for materialism. Blacks are still up in the prison, trust that. So save me your sorries, I'm raising an army. Revolutionary warfare with Damian Marley. We sparking the irons, marching the Zion. You know how Nas be, NYC state of mind I'm in.
In this world of calamity, dirty looks and grudges and jealousy. And police where you abuse them authority. Media clowns when I know about variety. Boom, the youngest veteran I go murder them slow. Ragamuffin sent to call me from the bush bungalow. When I watch it make a clear out my voice now figure out. Emerge from the darkness with me big blood to glow. Me yammer them a slam and spectator get low. Some work with a big like Bam Bam Bigelow. Bust off trigger finger, trigger end and trigger toe. A two gun me and me bust them in a stereo. Cause I got to keep on walking on the road to Zion, man. Hey, we got to keep it burning. You like who them took out. Jah will be waiting there, we a shout. Jah will be waiting there. In this world of calamity, dirty looks and grudges and jealousy. And police where you abuse them authority. Media clowns when I know about variety. Single parents when need some charity. Youths when need some love and prosperity. Instead of broken dreams and tragedy. By any plan and any means and strategy. Instead of broken dreams and tragedy. Youths when need some love and prosperity. Instead of broken dreams and tragedy. By any plan and any means and any strategy. Hey, say. You got to keep on walking on the road to Zion, man. You know, you got to keep on walking on the road to Zion, man.
I said, let's go.
Let's go.
Now let's wait.
Girl, I'm tryna fuck with you with no social media.
Just
On your phone, I'm starting to get upset. Cause you wouldn't be shit without the internet. I don't give a fuck about how many likes you get. Fuck a selfie stick, suck a healthy dick, bitch.
Girl, I'm trying to fuck with you with no social media. Take you to a private place with no social media. Girl, you look so good. Social media. Bring my friends, you bring some too. Just no social media.
Jumped out the back of a black Sprinter van on Crip Club. Headed to the strip club. Walked in, bad bitches all up in my face. Want a pin, want some dick, want some Henny, have a taste on me. So G, I ain't fucking with no TMZ. Get your girls and y'all follow me. All of me, swallow me. Slide out, about to dip. Take a trip, plead the fifth. Ride out, back door, black 10. Beat me there, don't meet
you
me there.
You and your girl need to fuck with a G. But no social media. Leave your purse and your phone at the door. On the low, ain't no social media.
Tell them me.
Girl, I'm tryna fuck with you with no social media. Take you to a private place with no social media. Girl, you look so good when you got no social media. You bring some too, just no social media. Oh no, oh, oh no, oh. Let's do this on the low, oh. Yeah, oh no, oh, oh no, oh. Let's do this on the low, oh. Yeah, oh no, oh, oh no, oh. Let's do this on the low, oh. Yeah, oh no, oh, oh no, oh. Let's do this on the low,
rating. So why don't I have a high approval rating with respect, and the administration with respect to the virus? We should have a very high, because what we've done in terms of we're just reading off about the masks and the gowns and the ventilators and numbers that nobody's seen, and the testing at 55 million tests. We tested more than anybody in the world. I have a graph that I'd love to show you. Perhaps you've seen it, where we're up here and the rest of the world is down at a level that's just a tiny fraction of what we've done in terms of testing. So it sort of is curious. A man works for us, with us, very closely, Dr. Fauci, and Dr. Birx, also highly thought of. And yet, they're highly thought of, but nobody likes me. It can only be my personality, that's all. Go ahead.
Thank you. Welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. For weeks, the media told you it was wrong to worry about the coronavirus. Mysterious, highly communicable, lethal disease spreading rapidly around the world. If that concerns you in any way, if you think maybe we ought to take some steps to protect ourselves from it, then you're a bigot. Coronavirus panic is racist profiling against Asians, lectured some arrogant moron at Slate.com. A writer for the Seattle Times warned that, quote, yellow peril racism was the real epidemic fear, and so on. Countless publications wagged their fingers in the face of readers and told them it was irrational, probably immoral, in fact, to worry more about the coronavirus than the annual flu. Identity politics trumped public health, and not for the first time. Wokeness is a cult. They'd let you die before they admitted that diversity is not our strength. So fast forward to today. What began as a regional outbreak in the city of Wuhan, China, is now spreading across Europe. Parts of Italy are shut down tonight. Catholic services and, in some places, funerals have been suspended indefinitely. Take a look at a grocery store in Milan. That's Italy's industrial capital. The shelves are bare. Panic shoppers buying in bulk as in a natural disaster, which this is, and it's moving fast. South Korea has confirmed close to 1,000 cases of the disease so far. Japan is reporting infections at the same level. The virus has even been reported in Iran. At least 12 people have died there so far, but one lawmaker says the real death toll is at least 50. Apparently, international sanctions don't stop the coronavirus. On Friday, the Centers for Disease Control warned that it is, quote, possible, even likely, that America will have a general coronavirus outbreak as well. That shouldn't surprise you. China is the world's most sophisticated authoritarian government. Its leaders have shut down entire cities, dragged people from their homes in an effort to curb coronavirus. But it hasn't worked. Officials in our country have reported about 36 cases of the virus in the U.S. so far. But that's a misleading number. The truth is, we have no real idea how many Americans are infected. Why? Here's why. As of yesterday, only 3 public health labs in the entire country were properly equipped to detect the virus. Fewer than 500 people in America have even been tested for coronavirus out of a population of 327 million. For real. Keep in mind that 5.5 million people ride the New York City subway every day. Worried yet? This could be serious. How likely is an epidemic in the United States? Are we ready for it if it comes? How many could die? It's time for real answers to the most basic questions about coronavirus.
Okay. than you. You can't even figure life out. No religion, no faith, no fiction of purity. No regrets for today. No fiction of charity. I doubt myself, I'm not worthy. No fiction of dignity. My eyes feel what I see. No gifts of sanity. My life is like an irony with less than reality. Beat me down, watch me lead.
Raining me up. Life.
A nigga rolling in cold cash. I'm down with rap a lot. Now I got a lot. And I'll be damn if I let you fuck up what I got. I kick that knowledge on the roughest tip. Call Egypt soft, you'll be bloody with a busted lip. All because of rap with a slang. And hang with the South Park Coalition gang. To get
together forever. Hard niggas real tight. Everybody strapped with them nines and we will fight. Thrashing bodies and throwing them in the trash. Grab their pens and pads and shove it up their ass. Fuck the media.
Fuck them motherfuckers, dopey, cause I don't love them. Them motherfuckers come on TV, you see? Fucking with you,
you don't really wanna fuck
nothing
with
but lies.
Wait till they get a load of us.
Wait till they get a load of me.
You ask why I rap about violence and not peace. Hog it out my face before I burn you with some hot grease, yeah. Dopey know the game, cause I'm down. See everything I tell you now, later it'll be changed around. Now why you wanna start some static with the terrorists, knowing damn well we cause tragic, fatal disasters? You better run and hide, cause I'll play Quincy and inject you with some cyanide. Catch them by themselves, one by one, that oughta get them. If not, I'll be forced to use another form of terrorism. Whether I'm violent or silent, body still drop. Johnny Law steps up, no sweat, Nip kills cops. See what you fail to understand, I'm a black poet, a brainchild of this society. So blow it out your asshole, cause I write what I see in the streets of Houston and on the screens of the TV. And that's the way it is and that's the way it's gonna be. And keep your distance and your hands off me. And when I'm in concert, give me some clearance. Remember, fatal mishaps happen when there's interference. Fuck the media.
Fuck them motherfuckers.
I like the way that sounds.
Goddamn that son of a bitch.
But yo, they know who they fucking with.
Them motherfuckers ain't never been where we've been. They've never seen what we've seen.
Motherfucker that
yeah, I tried to kill myself and I got shot in the eye. Then the media wanna ask me why. What if I was to put you under the same pressures you put me under? How would you like the microscope to be on your ass?
Smoke some fries.
Don't you know that the ghetto's nothing but a modern day Vietnam? In my backyard is a concentration camp.
He likes to report shit.
Because you're my motherfucking sister, you're your mother's always up to no good.
Cause I know half of my body is junk either that.
Fuck the government.
Fuck everything
fuck
you stand
the
for.
Cause you say that we're all the same, all created equal.
The only thing that's equal is the fact that you're white and you know how to add up.
Don't be as like
and subtract my black ass
from what's rightfully mine.
It's okay.
It don't have to make sense.
See, clearly you know I'm not altogether there.
Y'all sit back,
but your psychiatrist put me there.
Send some more
fuck
out there to
fuck
come
them
tell
all.
You some shit.
All I need is more knowledge, more wisdom,
but you keep
more understanding, so I can see even clearer.
Oh shit!
Fuck away, bitch ass.
Yeah, bitch ass.
Oh shit!
Are you ready for this?
Oh shit!
Pop the seats, don't be heavy in the line. VIP, cause you know I gotta shine. I'm Fergie Ferg, give me love you long time. All my girls get down on the floor. Back to back, drop it down real loud. I'm such a lady, but I'm dancing like a house. Cause you know I don't give a fuck, so here we go.
Episode 222, Media Ocrity.
Yeah, it's mediocre at best.
Absolutely, and yeah, man, hopefully we can hang out one of these days. I ordered Windows XP off eBay 3 weeks ago. What the fuck, man? So now I probably have to get a refund, right?
Oh, man.
Like, it never shipped. It went to this. It says it shipped to, like, Santa Clarita, and then it never shipped again since, like, July 10th or something.
Oh, wow.
So.
Well, that's kind of, you know, not out of the ordinary. A lot of shipping and logistics.
Because of COVID.
Absolutely. Like, you know, again, here's some people that are reaping the benefits, right? UPS, FedEx. Like those kind of, you know, DHL, whatever it might be, right? All getting huge increases from this, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. Everyone's buying shit.
And I got Dollars to Donuts that says, you know, the executives make a $50 billion bonus or whatever, and the employees are asked to, you know, just hang in there and take it.
Oh,
one
yeah.
Day
maybe
time.
They got a t-shirt that says, thank you, essential worker. That's what my
gave
her.
That's exactly it there. Right there. fucking badge.
God damn it, man.
I survived the COVID.
Yeah, like, pretty much. But yeah, dude, I also got a back... You have a backyard projector also, right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I just bought one of those. Pretty fun.
Yeah, I saw that setup you had there. That was pretty nice.
Yep. $85.
Yeah, well worth the investment.
Yeah.
So it's
like they're giving away.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you right now, like, live stream some concerts on there, put up a movie,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, you know, Giants games. Thank God it's back.
Now that,
baseball.
Now that, yeah. Exactly. Baseball's back, baby.
Anyway, the media sucks. That was the theme of the show. Thanks for listening if you did. Here we go. More music. Closing out the show. The Mediaocracy. Rhyme.
Speaking of media, you can find us on Twitter at Rhyme and Treason, on Instagram at Rhyme and Treason, on Facebook, Rhyme and Treason Radio, via email, rhymeandtreasonradio@gmail.com. Find us right here on podbean.com or any of your other podcasting services.
All right. And yeah, we're going to play some more music. Here we go. Thanks for listening. Rhyme.
And podcast retreat.
Nice.
You got a problem with me? Don't say that shit to my face.
I got a couple of my buddies here. I thought I'd give them the grand tour. Think we can go inside?
Be serious. You have your authorization cards?
Right here. Watch the door. Soundproof. Where's that signal?
It's up on the roof, I think.
Holly works in there. If she made it, maybe we can find her. Then we can go to the roof and break that signal, man.
Wait, boys, wait. You're making a big mistake.
You made the mistake.
No, you gotta listen to me. I thought you boys understood. It's business. That's all it is. You still don't get it, do you, boys? There ain't no countries anymore. No more good guys. They're running the whole show. They own everything, the whole goddamn planet. They can do whatever they want. What's wrong with having it good for a change? Now they're gonna let us have it good if we just help them. They're gonna leave us alone. Let us make some money. you can have a little taste of that good life, too. Now, I know you want it. Hell, everybody does.
You do it to your own kind.
What's the threat? We all sell out every day. Might as well be on the winning team. See you, boys.
Let's go!
The 2-minute break or the 30-second break?
I think it's the 30-second break.
They dropped 12. I guess we must be running long.
I think so.
We are experiencing a technical difficulty.
What the hell's going on? Come on.
I don't know where you're at.
DJ Gower.
Whammy!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.